Hey everyone. Today I want to talk about the life they warned you about that I chose. You ever get that sinking feeling that you were just not built for the world you were born into? Like you missed some critical download at birth that would have made you a functioning adult. I've felt this way my entire life. This quote from Krishnamurti comes to mind. It is no measure of health to be well adjusted to a profoundly sick society. I knew from a young age that it wasn't that I was a malfunctioning adult. It was that I was just ill-suited for the toxicity of modern society. When I was a kid, I noticed something strange. Every adult I knew seemed miserable. Seriously, they complained about everything. Work, bills, their cars breaking down, their boss being an a-hole, their kids stressing them out. And then they'd tell me that one day I'd grow up and have all of this too, as if it was just the greatest thing to look forward to. And my friends, they couldn't wait to partake in all this and grow up. But not me. Even back then, I remember thinking, why would I want that life? It just seemed like a long, slow march into exhaustion. A never-ending loop of responsibilities you never really choose. So I decided early on that I was going to do things differently. And well, society did not appreciate that decision. I was born in and raised in Western New York State. I'm a Gen X. We were lower middle class, standard budget childhood, nothing too crazy. Parents, two younger brothers, and a brain that was apparently wired to be difficult. I was what they now call an HSP, or a highly sensitive person. I loved nature, art, and music. Basically, a trifecta of things that will never make you money. At age 15, I got my first guitar, electric guitar, and immediately I did everything the wrong way. Being the idiosyncratic type that I am still, I didn't even learn how to tune the guitar properly for the first 2 years of playing it. Nonetheless, during this time, I started recording, filling cassette tapes with strange, dissonant guitar ramblings, already coming up with my idea of concept albums as a teenager. And I was doing all that even before I knew what a chord was or how to properly play one. It was kind of like being handed a language and deciding, screw grammar, I'm just going to make up my own words. And this would become the theme of my life. By 17, I knew exactly what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. To make music and art, tour the world, and never have a boss. Just your standard naive delusional dream. But I believed in it so hard, it almost made up for how little I knew about how anything actually worked. So I did what any rational person would do. I threw myself into it. Consequences be damned. I played in bands, worked shitty part-time jobs, lived in varying degrees of poverty, drove cars that should have been declared biohazards, and I refused to get a real job. I figured, why trade creative suffering for corporate suffering? At least my struggle was mine. As you can imagine, of course, people told me I was crazy, irresponsible, reckless. I had no backup plan. And therefore, I constantly heard the phrase, "Don't put all your eggs in one basket." But I knew life was way too short to not go after what I wanted. And it wasn't an easy decision, but I felt it was the decision I had to make. I was young and idealistic and incredibly stubborn. And now I'm old and kind of jaded and still incredibly stubborn. But anyways, I was prepared to suffer the consequences. Struggle didn't scare me. I was afraid of waking up at 50, realizing I'd spent my entire life avoiding struggle by doing something I hated. And look, choosing yourself, it's hard. People will accuse you of being selfish. They'll assume that you think you're better than them. But the truth is, I've grappled all my life with self-confidence, self-doubt, all of that. And I still do. I just wanted to feel life intensely and not skim the surface of it. And I didn't want to live my life for someone else or someone else's life and make somebody else rich, basically. I guess, you know, at that time of my life, I did have a tendency to look at things in black and white. And in retrospect, you know, I realize that way of thinking was ultimately self-destructive. But in any case, I wanted depth, even if it came with suffering. So here's the thing they don't tell you about rejecting the norm. The norm rejects you right back. Society does not like people who don't fit neatly into the machine. I wasn't building a typical 9-to-5 career. I wasn't getting a mortgage. I wasn't moving up in any traditional sense. I was just surviving in hopes of thriving. I had relationships, but dating while broke, depressed, and obsessed with your art is like trying to sell a car with no engine. You know, my sales pitch was, "Hey, it's a fixer-upper. Just believe in the vision." And it's, you know, it's easy to believe in somebody when they're young and passionate and looks like they have a lot going for them. And meanwhile, I watched most of my peers go the traditional route. College, careers, marriages, kids, houses. And a lot of them were just as miserable as the adults I grew up watching. But they were trapped. They had loans. They had serious obligations. They had careers they had to maintain. And in a way, it was like watching people willingly walk into a cage and then look at me like I was the crazy one for staying outside. At some point, I realized I had two choices. If I wanted to keep going the way I was going, either make more money somehow or need less money. Guess which one I chose? Minimalism became my religion. There was a brief period of time when I practiced Zen Buddhism, but I couldn't maintain that kind of discipline in my 20s, so I gave that up. However, owning less, needing less, wanting less became really important for me, almost on a spiritual level. And, you know, learning to be okay with just enough. Because the truth is, a lot of what we think we need is just society's way of keeping us stuck. Bigger house, just more to maintain, more taxes, more space to fill with crap. New car, just another never-ending monthly bill and repairs, etc., gasoline, insurance. So I traded stability for freedom, and yeah, freedom comes with anxiety and uncertainty and plenty of nights where you think, oh God, have I made a terrible mistake? But at least it's your mistake. You know, I wanted to believe I had agency in my life, and I was deciding. So was it worth it? I still don't really know. I think so. I have very few regrets. Things didn't work out the way I wanted. They usually don't. I didn't become famous or well off. I didn't have any big breakthrough. But I'm still here, grinding away, just in a much different way than I thought it was going to be. And life is humbling. I won't lie and say I have no regrets. I mean, maybe, you know, when I think back, I think I probably should have moved out of Western New York a lot sooner. I finally did get to the West Coast much later. But, you know, too little, too late, I guess. And, you know, the other thing is I probably should have learned more about music technically. I guess academically or something, instead of just solely relying on my weird idiosyncratic approach. But, you know, I also think sometimes maybe I should have played the game a little just enough to make things easier on myself, but I was stubborn. And I think about the alternative. If I'd taken the normal route, I feel like I would have been more miserable. I never had to fake a smile in an office 40 hours a week while doing something I hated just to afford slightly better versions of things I didn't actually need. I never had to sit in a cubicle daydreaming about the life I could have had or tried to have. I didn't reject the American norm because I thought I was better than it. I rejected it because I knew it would be soul-crushing if I didn't. And honestly, I think a lot of people feel the same way in some aspects of their lives. They just don't know there's another option, or they just don't want to take on that kind of challenge and risk. Someone once said, "Do what you love and let it kill you." It's a pretty intense statement, but that's more or less what I'm doing with my life. So if you're out there feeling like you don't belong in this system, you probably don't. But maybe you're not broken. Maybe the system is. And it's up to you to decide what you want to do about it. So that's all I have today. I appreciate you watching. If you're into this kind of stuff, like and subscribe, and thank you again. See you next time.